The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Before we go any further, tell you what, let's all meet at Home Depot and run around without our masks. Sound good? Well, Home Depot is the latest major retailer to dump the mask mandate. And I say good for them. Target, Walmart, Trader Joe's, CVS, it's either CVS or Walgreens, one or the other. And now Home Depot has said, you don't need masks if you're fully vaccinated. And by the way, we will trust you to make the right decision. Yeah, we will trust you. So congratulations to Home Depot. I said yesterday, I am not always right. Maybe I'm not even often right. But every once in a while, I said yesterday, they were going to start falling like dominoes because it's all about competition. Watch for Lowe's to become the next. Hey, I don't know about you, but if I've got a Home Depot and a Lowe's, and I don't have really a preference for either one, I enjoy going to either one of them, and they're both about the same distance, and one says you don't have to wear a mask, and the other says you do, guess which one I'm going to choose, because I've been vaccinated, and I enjoy the freedom of not wearing a mask. And we'll talk about that a little more later on in the program. A major nurses union. Union has come out horrified, terrified about the CDC saying, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Yes, a nurses union flipping out. I've got their press release. In fact, they're even going to have a big virtual conference coming up tomorrow, saying the CDC is crazy. They're out of their minds. They're not following the science. Just remember this. Whenever you hear someone say settled science, just remember it's not really settled. And I'll leave it at that. And by the way, a little later in the program, we will probably talk UFOs. Why? Because next month, the U.S. government is going to come out with a major report on UFOs. And people who have seen it have said people will be shocked at what is revealed. For years and years and years, people have just made fun of it and giggled UFOs. Well, the U.S. government is not giggling and they're not laughing. They're taking it very seriously. I have not read the report, but many who have said it's going to be shocking. I can't wait. And I may shock some of you a little later on in the program when I give you my comments. In fact, they may come in the little white jacket and haul me out of here after I get done. Anyway, all right, let's get to some good news. Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee has signed into law a measure. All right, now, if you are older than 50, if you are 50 years old or older, would you have ever, 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 ever in your wildest imagination thought it would be necessary to pass laws to tell boys to use the boys' bathroom and girls to use the girls' bathroom? I mean, seriously. Well, it has become a necessity, and Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee has signed into law the Tennessee Accommodations for All Children Act. And what it does, it requires students at all of the state's public schools to use restrooms and changing facilities that correspond to their biological sex instead of their gender identity. In other words, boys use the boys' facilities and girls use the girls' facilities. Again, isn't it insane that we have to codify common sense? It is House Bill 1233. It defines sex, quote, a person's immutable biological sex as determined by anatomy and genetics existing at the time of birth. Absolute common sense and in line with science. Now, it does also incorporate, quote, reasonable accommodations for students with gender dysphoria. It doesn't just cruelly say, if you're confused about your sexuality, tough luck. No. In fact, it requires reasonable accommodation for any student, quote, who is unwilling or unable to use a multi-occupancy restroom or changing facility designed for the person's sex and located within a public school building or multi-occupancy sleeping quarters while attending a public school-sponsored activity, and provides a written request for a reasonable accommodation to the public school. So a kid who is struggling with his gender, his sexuality, and so forth, accommodations will be made for that child, but they can't. A boy who is confused cannot use the girl's facilities. A girl that is confused cannot use the boy's facilities. Absolute science-based common sense. It is called the Tennessee Accommodations for All Children Act, and it will go into effect on July 1st, unless, of course, some wacky federal judge will either strike it down or issue a temporary stay. Good for Governor Bill Lee and the legislature of Tennessee. It is so rare for common sense to actually be used today. Good for the state of Tennessee. Good for Governor Bill Lee. I would hope that our Ohio legislators would follow suit. Liberals will flip out. The left will go crazy. But while we have a Republican majority in the House and the Senate, and while we have a Republican governor, kind of, I would hope that our Ohio legislators would follow suit. Speaking of suits, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, an update on California and their lockdown mandate for churches. And by the way, it's good news. I'll share that with you when we return.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, California and several churches have been in a legal battle for months. And this might be somewhat of a moot point because California is lifting their COVID restrictions. But today, a California district court slapped Governor Newsom and his administration on the wrist and said, leave churches alone. You cannot discriminate against churches as far as gathering for a church service. A district court has issued a statewide permanent injunction against COVID restrictions on churches and places of worship. California may no longer impose discriminatory restrictions upon houses of worship, and the governor and the government of California must also pay Liberty Counsel $1,350,000 to reimburse attorney fees and costs. Now, again, California is pretty quickly easing the restrictions and so forth, but that is a landmark decision in California and good for the churches that took the entire state to court. Not such good news in Canada. Another Canadian pastor has been arrested and put in jail for having church. This is at least the third pastor in Canada who has been handcuffed and hauled off to jail simply because they had church. Here's the story. Calgary police arrested Pastor Tim Stevens outside Fairview Baptist Church after a late morning Sunday service this past weekend. Alberta Health Services said public health measures were violated. A prior warning had been issued, and Stevens had been fined multiple times for repeatedly breaking COVID-19 lockdown rules. Stevens was charged with, quote, organizing an illegal in-person gathering, inciting or inviting others to meet illegally, and promoting an illegal gathering. What was the illegal gathering? Church. That's it. Church. Now, what does the science say? Well, the CDC says we don't need the masks anymore. What is the big news? Well, Texas, do you remember just a few weeks ago, the state of Texas, the governor of Texas and Mississippi said, hey, We're pulling back all of the restrictions. Mask mandates, all of them. Individual businesses can do what they want to do. But as far as the state is concerned, we are taking away all of the restrictions. What did President Joe Biden say? They are Neanderthals. Do you remember that? He called them Neanderthals. What has happened since the mask mandate and all of the health restrictions have been lifted in Texas? There has been a steady, continuous decline in the number of cases, the number of hospitalizations, and the number of deaths. Then Texas baseball. The Texas Rangers said, hey, we're going to open to full capacity. And the Texas baseball stadium was packed. Shoulder to shoulder, it was packed to absolute capacity. What did the loony left say? They're all going to die. It's going to be a super spreader. You watch what happens. Yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago. So what is the news out of Texas today? Well, here's the headline. Texas reports zero coronavirus deaths after being criticized by President Biden. Texas reports day of zero coronavirus-related deaths after Biden called ending the mask mandate Neanderthal thinking. Quote, Texas has reported zero deaths for the first time in nearly 14 months. In a social media post, Governor Greg Abbott said zero COVID-related deaths, the only time that's happened since data was tracked in March of 2020. Now think about this and understand the mainstream media is not going to ask Governor Biden, or not Governor Biden, President Biden. He said they were Neanderthals. What has been the result? Fewer cases, fewer deaths, fewer hospitalizations, and for the first time since March of 2020, zero deaths in the state of Texas. Oh, and by the way, President Biden has now become a Neanderthal. Because President Biden has said, yeah, well, the CDC said so. We're going to lift all of the mask requirements and so forth for people who are fully vaccinated. So I guess that makes President Biden a Neanderthal as well. And then I got a news release from National Nurses United, representing a large nursing union in America. They are holding a press conference tomorrow to discuss the faulty science underlying the Centers for Disease Control, their dangerous new guidance about masks, etc. Yeah, another union trying to instill fear. Yeah. Hey, we haven't talked about Baylor University for a long time. We will when we return.